Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Mercury. I'm Jamal Zed. And it's the Cosmic Philosopher Show, and that's a way to find me on the Blog Talk Radio. I am Tim Aldred, and love to come in and talk about a cultural thing. And, you know, I am waking up to understand the civilized world that we are living in. And, you know, things have gone real, real bad in the planet, on the planet. We are seeing the fruit of civilization. When civilization came about, and it is going to be strange for a lot of people to hear these things. And, you know, it has always been confusing to me to think of why is it that people have convictions of so many different views, and now I can tell you why. because I have been involved in the confusion as well far too long. It should not exist such, based on the history, there is nothing else to base it, please. Human beings are not, today, broadly speaking, since, you know, we have the spoil situation, the spoil syndrome of humanity. Yeah, I'm going to repeat it again so that, it, you know, it resound. The word I want to use is, it's not coming to me now, but you know, when you're sober, you know, sober. We have serious mental problem syndrome. Why so many people, let's say, believe, not know different things, but believe stuff? Because when you don't know what you believe, that's just, you know, that's in a different category of craziness. My friend, I'm speaking from now a learned standpoint, and I'm not trying to drag anybody down at all. You know, I wouldn't be doing that if, you know, that you know, I mean, as long as I am living the way I think is a historic account way I'm living, I don't have the disposition to bring somebody down, whether they are right or wrong. The wrong must be corrected, I agree. However, even when we're going to correct wrong, when we know, not believe, but know it's wrong, there's a way to go about it. Because the person who you're correcting, most of the time, believe what you're trying to correct. And they're not into you telling them anything, to correct what they're thinking or what they believe in. So you won't get a right response or have an opportunity to make good of an effort to bring an enlightenment to this person if you begin to rub, you know, make them spirit get cross and stuff like that. They don't want to hear you. So it's never good to be like that, to have that attitude. Well, I'm glad that I'm not plagued with that. You know, and if I'm ever misconstrued, it is not my intent to, like, upset someone, you know, but can't stop it sometimes. Well, what I'm trying to tell you, emphasis on this preface part of this program, is really, really coming to me more enlightenment coming to me about the state of humanity, where, look, you can talk until you are dead. You know, the brain function is something that is such a wonderful thing. But my friends, as I observe and discern and I identify that we've gone far afield from understanding what civilization is. And the Bible that we have called Christianity, oh gosh, no. I am wailing and gnashing of teeth. In discovering the problem. The problem is far, you know, I'm seeing it even in worse position than discoveries that I made previously. It is getting ever so worse because now I'm saying to you that just talk about people who believe in Christianity. Just think about that. And how serious some people are. Now, everybody don't have the same kind of impression about it. A lot of people believe in it, yeah? Like, genuinely. For them, we use the word unequivocal, which means full conviction, no doubt at all. People hold on to things and their mind is in such a shape, you can't convince them. It doesn't matter what book you're going to come and linguistically work it with them, they won't allow it to come into their mind. You hear me? And you will think because you see, we have a world that is mobile, people everywhere doing different things, the mass transportation and things like that. And, you know, you think we are doing well, right? We're not doing well. No, I'm serious. I am serious. And, you know, there is a place in the Bible that speaks of all around where we are with people. It describes that we are as, you know, all around us is filthy. That is the way the people on the earth today is like. And maybe me talking it like that is not direct enough. You see? It's not direct enough. I'm telling you, it's worse than, you know, and it gets to me now a little deeper than it was before, right? But I would like to see if I can read you this portion that speaks of the fact of all around us is dirty and not clean. And I'm not talking about in the physical sense, speaking of the fact that yeah. Okay. Let me read some of this to you. I'm still in my preface here, right? And just for you to get a glimpse of how this part of the scripture, this is not the Christian part of the Bible. And if you understand, I am with the Bible from I was a young boy, age 7, never read well, but, you know, fourth grade level. When I started out, I mean, that's all, you know, the level I read till I was age 27, right? Listen, this word is too complex for somebody reading fourth grade level, you understand? Okay, I'll admit that to you. All right. Jamaica, in my time when I live in Jamaica, I born and until age 27, Jamaica was still a little poverty island, you know, that is abandoned by the white people for us to rule ourselves after slavery, post-slavery, right? So you just get that real good. A lot of us may improve a little economically over time, yeah. You know, you have different class, you know, first class, second class, and third class people, you know, from the worst part of it until where we are here today. You still have that first, second, and third class. I don't think that is abolished, right? Because that is what basically is set up in the worst kind of way. In the worst kind of way. Because if indeed, there's nothing wrong with the three classes, based on how humanity is by nature, we understand that. But I am telling you that what has happened, because 200,000 years now, civilization, human being, is walking that is civilized. Only 200,000 years ago, there was no civilization before, according to the world history textbook. So don't get up on your high horse and think that it is something different. Because you know what? For me, the world history textbook is a stop sign on the content in it. Because anything it tells you when about mankind and when two different human class, when we emerge on planet Earth, the first human are ape-like, and you can see them if you Google, the first human on Earth, after Earth been here billions of years, it is the first time that human being came about. So it's in the World History Textbook. So when I tell you that the World History Textbook is like a stop sign to make us know when it tells us the ultimate things like the hominid, the non-human, that's, some places that's how they are defined as non-human, the primates, because they're apes. But they are human, the apes look like man, little bit, okay? And you can see a picture of them, you know, if you go on the internet and search that, look for that, you will see like about six male-looking humans walking, bowing over, you know, like at different angle, you know, their head tilt forward, right? That's the way the picture is presented them, right? And from the tall to the shorter ones, you know, I mean, gradually slope, they put them walking behind each other, right? In a straight line. And what I'm trying to tell you is that the World History Textbook, it must not be taken for joke. However, though, you will see something different. That's not the way it is in the world we're living in now called AD Anno Domini. You know what? My stomach don't feel so right. When I begin to talk about AD Anno Domini, I'm seeing the entire world out there as I say that, under the system government called AD Anno Domini by white people. Our brain is gone, is not healthy and well. There is hardly anybody that you meet on with a healthy brain, whether or not they are the first man or the second man. But what I'm trying to bring to you at your attention, you are to look at it because look, you're walking in confusion. And the only way you're going to know that you are a confused person. Yeah, you. No, prove it to me. Call me and prove it to me that you are not confused. Because remember, confusion is not one solid adjective description, you know. You have different grade level of confusion. Like if you drinking some drinks or smoking something and your consciousness begin to get altered by the substance, you begin to understand less and less of what you really know. You see what I mean? Why, in the case of drinking liquor and you driving, you know, police, they have what you call DIU. You see what I mean? The police will stop you and tell you to walk on a straight line and watch how well you walk on a straight line. So based on what you're doing, that police may ticket you for driving drunk. DIU. Right? So you can see that your driving is going to be, you're going to have as much control based on how intoxicated you are. You know what I mean? Because you can drink a little something and it don't bother you, you will drive okay. But if you begin to go at a certain point where you begin to drive and what you think you are doing, that's not what you're doing, because you become a little desensitized to seeing and really seeing everything where you're supposed to see and stay in control. All right? Now, if you're getting the gist of what I'm saying, I'm talking about something to help myself and to help you. I come to realize that none of us have a healthy brain. And we were not born like that. Well, let me make clearer distinction. It's worse than what I have just said. So I have to go back and restate what I am trying to tell you about we not sober. What I mean to say is this. Go back in long time ago, in, you know, like the BC, way deep in the BC era. Because you know about BC era, right? When the kind of people that lived back there long time ago, ancestors lived way back there, like, you say go back 12,000 years ago. But remember, there's a lot of road still to go back to 100,000 years, 200,000 years, and beyond that, 450,000 years. Right? So let's deal with, say, 10,000 years. 10,000 years, there was no sober, and unadjusted, healthy brain. The only time in history I observe human being, and I'm talking about anatomical human being, which is the second human, civilized human, only one set of human is civilized. And it is the hybrid, right? Now, based on what you know, you may not agree with what I'm saying. But guess what happened? We have to talk under civilized control. And civilized control only constitutes world history. Whichever source it is and whatever part of it it is, but history that covers the era back on the deep
B.C. Because what part of the past is not B.C., before Christ? Every part of the past, billions, trillions of years, trillion, but say billions, because it's about 5 billion years since the solar system came about. So what I'm saying to you now, that as far as human being concerned and mental sanity, only the first 100,000 years of creation of the hybrid people consist sane people who were around before the hybrid, the civilized hybrid, because hybrid means two life, two blood mix, you see. So what kind of human was before the first hybrid people? It's the primates. That's what the World History Book says. I'm into the World History Textbook. And the distinction I am making is what is in there. Now, this part of history that is regarded world history is a different source from the altogether exclusive Sumerian human civilization history. It is still world history, but that is a different source that focus only on BC era life and Nibiru heavens, you know, the heavens above that, you know, is not considered in the same like on the Earth first solar calendar, you know, under the solar system. Because there's a world out there that is beyond and don't keep the same kind of association of time like on Earth. Because Earth is a small thing, and the size of the Earth determine time that we have and everything like that. Your growth and everything like that. The cycle of the Earth is what controls us. You understand that? Yeah, by the sun. The solar first calendar, and that's what the white people, they changed to moon calendar. Look, you think white people know what they're doing? Only some domestic things they do, right? But they do everything that is uncivilized and numb and have no conscience. White people don't have conscience. If they have conscience, is not during 3.5 million years ago. I'm telling you that white people don't have conscience like civilized people do. Since white people came about as in political sense, what did they do for the world to know them? Stage a coup and turn destroying the civilized kingship government. That's the first thing they do. Did they do to get out of the state of their primate bodily structure and form? What did they do? Is attack the hybrid people and rape them. That's all it is about white people. All you see there out there and talking and carrying on. Look at Trump. He's ex-president, right? They make America the greatest country, they tell you that. That's not true. If you look at America, that they come and invade, they come all the way from Europe and come and circle all around the place. And everywhere that we have settled, they come there and say it's theirs. If you don't understand If you don't understand Earth and civilization, you are not even sane. So you go out there and you have a nice car and you have a nice house. You're going home to your children and blah, 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 blah. And you think that everything is all right. But everything is not all right. Because number one, in Jamaica right now, right, with about 3 million people, right, this is post-slavery time. If you're not thinking in terms of it's post-slavery time, then what do you, you know, how sane are you? You need to know, you know, you in the human sense. So what I'm saying to you is that we are left there after about 400 years or so of slavery. They have knocked out everything indigenous out of us and teach us about their view of the world after about few, you know, thousand years that they learning to talk and stuff like that. Because they were not talking. They were stone tool makers for 3.5 million years. They didn't know nothing called clothing and, you know, roads and, you know, I mean, institution and all that. They didn't. They didn't know nothing about civilized family. They come and learn it from us. I know the truth now, okay? And what I am telling you, beware, because coming out with the truth of the history, and I'm telling you about the World History textbook that's telling us about people who lived from way, way, way back in the BC time. As far back as you can go back is BC time. And that's what today you have as BCAD, okay? And all the time that human being exists, and the gods Elohim from the Nibiru planet, it was the original solar 12 hours of the zodiac system. Right? Houses of the zodiac is basically what we experience 365 days a year, whereas the Earth experiences a climatal time going through these 12 different houses of the zodiac. That's why it is said 12 months make 1 year. Do you understand that? On Earth. It's only on Earth, not anyplace else. So a calendar is structured based on the way the Earth, the motion of the Earth. It rotates and revolves, right? So it revolves and it rotates. It spins around. That's the 24-hour day. You see? 12 hours night, 12 hours day. Right, that's our time. So what I'm trying to say to you about talking about whether or not we are sober and in our right mind. We are not in our right mind. Whether or not you are an hybrid or you are from the ape. Okay? The primates. They're really non-human because they're not complete. You see what I mean? They're not complete. And they don't want us to know that. But since they can talk, they write Bible and doing all kind of thing, and they take over everything. Look, they leave their Europe to the home over 1.5 million years. You know, maybe they don't want you to hear what I'm saying. Because they turned off my mic the other day, and I would sit here and talk, and then I only see a red ribbon, you know, no sooner than I am rerunning the show. There's no show. Only music or whatever if I make any noise. Otherwise, you'd hear me. But you wouldn't hear nothing I say. No, you wouldn't hear my voice. You would only hear music because I don't make noise. You can't hear unless they're taping me. So if I play, you know, they can turn me off, and, you know, even if I grunt, you won't hear me, right? This is what is going on. If you don't come to the realization of your brain and your awareness, if you compromise what a sound sober mind is, and when you really, like, your car is running and it has a little misfire, you can hear a kind of thing, right? From when it revs and throttle properly. You know the difference. Well, your mind is pretty much to be viewed like that. And I'm telling you that what happened 100,000 years ago when the hybrid people was leaving Africa. This is history, I am telling you. And these white people, they call themselves modern man, and they want to make us modern man. They want to make us homosexuals. That's what the Bible is about, because the Bible don't have no truth about anything. I mean, when it comes to Genesis creation story. But like I said, they have some things. Well, they don't know. The white people appreciate some of the things in this Bible. But they put them in there because clearly they don't have enough sense to know they're not to put certain things in there. If the Genesis context is what they want throughout the Bible, why do they mix it with other contexts of things that is even against them, cursing them and stuff like that? Why do they put it in the Bible and call it 66 books of the Bible? And they expect everybody to accept it, the Genesis creation story, where it's lying all over about creation. Almost 100% of it is a lie about creation and God doing this. 100% is a lie. I can soundly tell you that what they're talking about God is 100% lie. No, God no did it or exists like that in civilization history. Now, I am learning more and more. And there must be a reason why I am learning more and more. I'm learning about words more and how words connect with objects. Okay? When we talk, we are relating to objects. Call it the tangible side of life. So when we are talk, we either are making sense or not. That's the intangible part when we are talking. What we are saying about not nothing, but something must be identified and come together. It must be relevant. Well, the Bible is not a relevant book at all. Let me tell you about Genesis creation story and civilization. They write the Bible, and the Bible is about all anything that is human being is civilized human being and a lie. 100%, that is a lie. White people in the world is a textbook with inclusion of them. So today, the only reason why in America they're taking up census, Smithsonian and all that, is because there is a bogus government here. You see, it's all imitation government in the United States. But America is a genuine country that run and operate the people like the Indians them before these homosexuals come and say that they are civilized. My friends, before that, this country only had people who acknowledge the calendar of the sun, not the moon. But now, the calendar that we are under, and we are now, like I say, it is because we are under this bogus AD Anadarmani system. But it is not connected to the rotation of the earth and in conjunction with the sun. That's what we are under. So I am learning about these things as I go, and I'm talking about them. And anybody out there that know better than me, you know, I always open up the line and tell you, come here and talk to me, because let people hear, you know what I mean? I'm in the truth finding and set civilization straight. That's what I'm into. 347-850-1358. And this is serious business, because now I am here to chase out white people, because we're not a part of your government. So might as well I just come out and tell you that. I am telling them to get out. I'm warning them. I'm telling them to get out. Get out of all of our territory. That's what I'm telling them. And they can take it for joke as much as they want. But look, they are homosexuals. They are a different blood from us. Thief and criminal get themselves mixed blood with us. And that's what is making the trouble. That's why they are talking. That's why they are behaving like they are the ones who run the world. And they go to Africa and then impose themselves on Africa, turn them fool, because everybody, race, turned fool over 100,000 years ago. That's the truth. You can sit there and think that, oh, all of the things that we are paying attention to every day, and think that, oh, it is all well with us. It's not all well with us, because not unless you can have civilized people, like the time of the kings. You don't read of these kind of things. That's what's going on. And it's when they became criminal out there, they were not into nothing civilized at all. They were not participating to anything like political civilized things. They were out there as criminals trying to, you know, trying to figure out things for themselves now that they were talking, okay? So the whole thing happened 100,000 years ago when they did what is called in science backcrossing introgression, mixed their taxon with ours. And that's what caused us to lose the level of sanity that we had. From then, our brain go sloping down to a higher level perception of things. You understand what I'm talking about? You know, when you have a slightly, like you wake up in the morning and your eyes need to, like, you know, clear the cob, whatever is, you know, things that you sleep on, like fuzzy up your eyes. You've got to, my friend, clear your mind, clean your brain. Now, if you must be a sober person again and have a proper view of things, and you're cognitively sound and you can make distinction and separate this from that, we're not doing that. That's why we're not ruling ourselves. These guys knew that we don't worth anything like they do. It's the reason why they're ruling over us. That's why they go to Africa and get Africa to hand them over government. Why would Africa do something like that? We have procession to run government. That's what we were doing. They took it from us, didn't they? But the point is this. We have history to tell us how it happened 2,600 years ago when they removed the kingship in Rome, Italy. I just found out the other day. There has to be something why. I found out when I've never heard anybody talk about it. Nobody at all. And you're talking about you know, after almost, you know, I'm almost 70 at the time. Yeah, I was still in my 60s when I found out. You see what I mean? So we have problem here because we are looking at Christmas and Easter and things say, oh, it's okay stuff. Christmas and Easter is for the primates, hominid, white people, of Europe. Because they moved from Africa and go up there 1.5 million years ago. Damn, yes. Here they are pretending like, oh no, they are even beyond us. They are beyond us because, yeah, them we get drunk, you know, because of the rhesus blood. I'm not coming out of, you know, mid-hair with what I'm saying. There's history that I learned. Real history, world history, not Bible, right? So you're not going to get into what I'm saying with your Bible knowledge, because the Bible is not a knowledge for civilized people. It's for these guys who they know to have sex. White people know about sex. Just like animals. Don't you see animals love sex too? Donkey, horse, all of them. Dogs, they love sex. And these people teach dogs for them to have sexual relationship. White people. And you know that they make law to marry two people that are the same sex. And you know what that means. Get a little graphic with this. Men are men. Whether they are dogs or other animals. Male are male. And female are female. That's not the system we have in America. The AD and Adamani government that we are being controlled by is the people are homosexuals, and it is this is that culture they go around and spreading to us. You get me? That's what they're doing. Cut my mic today. They gonna have to continue to cut it, because you know what? If they cut it today, you know what? I make the gods deal with them. Yeah, that's right. Because I'm not saying this because I have an agenda. Right? If I have an agenda, it is given to me. Because I couldn't just know it by myself. I live so many years drunk and don't know anything. I start to knowing. And I'm not in any kind of way going to reject what I know. I have to, like, lose my mind. Right now, I'm going to use my mind as long as I am privileged to have an awareness of what I am thinking and what I'm doing. So I'm talking it now, and you have a right to go and see the World History Textbook. I'm telling people now, I'm advertising the World History Textbook, the edition, like National Geographic, right? The book is not altogether perfectly, published, because these primates people, AD and Adamani system people, they go in there and try to work themselves into the position of controlling everything according to their sodomite thinking. Christmas and Easter, Santa Claus, right? Hey, you know, the amount of things that these white people have done, they don't want me to talk about it. That's why they cutting out like about 25 of my programs over the past 2 years. Because I talk, different headlines about different things. So the ratio and pressure of what I say is not always directly the same. Anytime I come up with a title and, you know, the vocabulary, you know, is hitting them, They don't want us to talk certain things because they don't want to get rid of the good thing that they have as, you know, the leader of the world and all that, superpower and stuff like that. But if you really come to know these folks and what we African people have been enduring, you're not going to understand. You're not going to understand. But what I'm trying to tell you, I was trying to describe to you the condition that we are under, and I want to get back to it. I hope that, you know, I have not strayed off, but whatever I say, I revert back to the central that got me where I am at. I am piling up. But I'm going to read to you. Very interesting part of the Bible, and I tell you that it's not every part of the Bible is Christianity. But if you don't know, you don't know. All right, I'm going to read something to you now, and you will be able to tell. This has nothing to do with Adam and Eve creation story. You know, and a God who make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh by Jesus Christ. You know, it is the worst thing because, no, we're going to go into a word challenge, you know, to make everybody in the world know white people are dogs and sorcerers and warmongers, and, you know, they are on us. You know, I mean, vagina is not to them the same thing. Okay? They don't take vagina to be the same thing like male and female. Come from that. Okay? I mean, they know that when they go into somebody's anus, they're not going to have no babies. They know that, but they're my hips. They don't care about just having babies, you see, because to get your product out of you when you're horny, right, they will chisel a hole in a tree and probably use some wax or you know, our thing there, a lubrication, and go and fuck the tree. White people are like that. Look, and I ain't cutting it. I am not cutting it. These white people make horse screw their honors. They show that picture on the internet, right? They show you a man posing with a dog. It's his wife in love with the dog. They show you a man marrying a dog. Now, in our culture, we have to stomach all of these things that they come here and showing us. Okay, well, the time has come, they need to go. The time come, they need to go. I mean, all of that, I'm only, like, you know, just skirting the thing. When I read a document here, how much of us they kill, okay, since they come to America and all around the world. But just in America here, you see, you talk about a statistic that shows when we had about 5 million people in America, they kill us off to about under 300,000 of us. Yeah, I have it. Well documented by responsible writers. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, this is not a joke. It is not a joke. And if you think I'm crazy, you have yet to find out. You are crazy. Because I'm talking to you from the history book. I'm not going anywhere outside of the context of it. They want us to think that now, because such a long time passed, that nobody come up and talk the truth. That's why all of those guys, Marcus Garvey and Dr. King and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, on these guys? Really? You know, I mean, you listen to Dia Gracie. Dia Gracie is a formidable astrophysicist and science man, right? If he were a complete sane and sober man, he wouldn't be up there all this time and living under sodomites. He wouldn't. He's a solid, unmistakable African hybrid person. You can't, you know, I mean, you can't miss that. Well-spoken, well-qualified to be a king to rule. No, but that man in Europe, in Rome, Italy. Africa, gave them rule. I mean, how could that happen? How could the ruler of the only country that ruled the world give it up to these sodomite, ape-like people? How come? And give them power to take over all our institutions. If you're going to marry, after them courthouse, you have to go to get license for married and all that kind of thing. And they wind up just about a few years ago, 2015, counterfeit Supreme Court, pass law, this constitution that you have, and say, U.S. Constitution. No, that is for their dogs, that they fuck. Now, I'm telling you like that because you think that this we live in a complex society and some people, you know, don't think on this level. But you see, they are condoning the uncivilized law and order that we have here. Every now and then they shoot up the place and stuff like that. There's no law and order. There is no law and order context of a kingship, of the kingship government. There's no other government but the kingship government. And if they think that they have something about what I'm saying right now, the best thing for them to do is to pack their bags and keep on moving right back up to where they come from. And you know, don't you think it is very funny that I would come on the radio and talk like this? About 5 years now, I'm on the radio. I don't talk like that. I do not talk like that. And another thing is, I grew up in the church as a Christian. I don't talk certain kind of way, like, you know, what I say right now. Because it's not that some of those, it's just that ethically the way I grow up and things like that and church manners and things, you know, I don't talk a certain kind of way. But now it is highly important because we can have homosexual take over our places and the light is here now for us to see and read the condemnation that we are under and the suffering that we are under and they have our wealth because Africa give it. Since when I know all of this? Just the other day. It doesn't matter when I find out. You know, it's better to be late than never. Do you hear me? Now, but I see people been running away from me. People been running away from me lately. Yeah. Thing about it, I can give account for every spark of what I said. It's true, right? So, since I want to let you know, I was trying to tell you about the condition of the world that we are in. Listen to this and tell me, call me and tell me if you think I am lying. I am going out of my mind. No, I have come into my right mind. Now I can develop my mind now because I have a realization now of words and relate to everything. Who is relating to everything? Not these white people, not their institution, not their court system, not their school system, not none of their system. Now, they don't belong here to begin with. They don't have anything perfected in no kind of way. Now, everything they're talking about it in our time since 100,000 years ago. Because the first 100,000, 2,000 years ago, they were not in Africa. They were in Europe. Because they leave Africa and go into Europe 1.5 million years ago. That was before our time. That was before the Elohim time touched down into the Persian Gulf. 450,000 years ago. My friends, we have everything here to prove in history and even use this very Bible and destroy these white people. And if they think they're going to sit up here and carry on the kind of stuff that they're carrying on, it's not going to happen. But the point is, we're not going to get into no political fight with them, you know, see? Because just as all you see, Trump is slowly dying, tormenting, embarrassing situation. That's the way all of them are going. Okay? This situation is enough for them. But how long are they going to be allowed to carry on this kind of a life condition? How long you think they will be allowed? You know, tonight may be their last night. Tomorrow may be the last day. Or next week may be the last day. Or a month from now may be the last month. You never know. Or the next year. I don't know. I do not know. But tell you what. I expect something to happen. I expect something to happen. And I'm going to read this for you. Because I think this is something divine, principality, in the Bible that only people who are seeing are going to understand this. The rest of what we see when we don't know, we accept when they said 1 Corinthians 2, that your mind must be unnatural to understand all of the lies and the cockroaches in the Bible. You say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Because people actually serious about believing in Jesus, because I did. I didn't know anything about Jesus. I thought Jesus was cool, you know, great, wise character, and St. Paul. Now I come to realize that neither Jesus is real, nor St. Paul, neither the God of the Bible doing all kind of a wicked, wicked thing. And they tell you, all of the positive adjective they use to talk about these characters in the Bible, but you can't find them anywhere in history. Nowhere in history do you find God, a spirit God, to be materially a fact. You're going to keep on believe that nonsense until you're dead. You don't find anything, not even in the Bible, to confirm that Jesus exists. They wrote that Jesus himself is saying, he's not being a king. He's going and hide up in a hill, a bush. And he never submit himself to be king. So how did Jesus know? They write about Jesus in the New Testament like Jesus did exist. And why are we saying that Jesus died for sin? It is because when I tell you that our brain is gone wrong long time, but it's the kind of a technical problem our brain go through, We are doing a whole bunch of good things. A whole bunch of good things. You can go and get a university, many degrees too, because your brain will allow for you to do that. But guess what? When it comes to distinguish between God and Jesus, and they're telling you all of these kind of stories, and present it like it is true, you don't know the difference. Because nobody else is telling us something different. So we don't expose to no contrast to determine, you know, what is positive. You know, we don't have anything for our brain to work on. You see what I mean? And so it's difficult for us to just come to realize that something is wrong. We stick to the nonsense. That's all there is. You grow up with this woman who is, a prostitute, gets you as a prostitute, but she's raising you as her child. What do you know about she being prostitute? You're not going to know anything about that prostitute is wrong or not like that. No, because she's going to grow you up, and that's what you grow up to know. You know, what she's doing is the way of life. If nobody don't tell you, say that's not cool, you will always look at your mother as a nice mother. As long as she treats you and don't do anything for you, start opening your eye that, you know, she's not a civilized behaving person. So what I'm trying to tell you, people out there, I know, resonate with the fact of what I'm saying, because I'm not begging the money from nobody. I'm talking you as it is, and I'm not selling you any book, nothing. I'm not selling. I'm telling you provocative thing that these white people who think that, oh, everywhere we live, you know, it's not like America alone. They come seize us. No, it's everywhere. And these idiots cannot fathom that. They can't come here and do that. It doesn't matter. Even if we were a herd of cows, you know, why would they do it to cows? You know, take cows and put into pastures, you know, where them want to feed you any dry grass, them want. That's what they do to us. So I'm just telling you that my name is Tim Aldred. You know, I come from some people named Aldred. It don't mean all that much to me, but that's their name, and, you know, that's what I'm going by. But I am who I am, you know, and I am from the bloodline, you know. So what I'm saying to you, what matters to me is my creation. What type of creation and what kind of person I am. I identify that. And look, I am telling them, you know, in the words of the way I can talk this thing, I'm telling them to pack up and go home. Yeah, because their story don't make any sense with their Fourth of July and Jesus raised from the dead and all that kind of stuff. It's dead stinking fish type of a story that we are read and believe in. You know, so I'm saying get out. Because you out there with your big dog, having sex with your big dog and all that kind of thing. On our turf, in our legal kingship jurisdiction, it's a fact. We have the law, and it's the law I'm executing. I'm telling you to get out. Because our law don't accommodate AD and Adamani as anything beside your hominid homosexual fucking asshole. Don't come teach us to lust after people, asshole. Don't do that. Stop it and get out. Because you going to deserve for the God to burn you all to ashes. That's what I'm telling you. So you can stay out there and find all kind of faults where you want to find. But anytime I say anything, if you see anything I write, just understand what it is. This person is not joking. And if you think everything is like before and what you've been doing, how you are allowed to do these astonishing evil things and behave like, oh, you're modern man. And you're trying to make us to be like you, the modern man, the Cro-Magnon. Really? No. I'm telling you, get all of your fucking ass out and go back where you come from. Because you come from somewhere, right? Yeah, but you want to talk about you're an American. You are not American. No white people is American. No, it's to say you are American. And that's the ground I stand on. You have a history for that. It's not Bible. You only have a Bible. Where you come from with your Bible? You know, So it's time for you to understand. We, our eye open right now. You see? And you cannot refute anything I am saying. You see? We don't want nothing that you have. No church, no government, nothing. Because we have our own. We have our own. And you want to exert your sodomite way of law that you learned since you can talk. And we born talking long before you. And you come here and you want to rule us with it. No, it's stopped. The line is drawn, red line. And if you don't see it, you're going to get burned. And you're not going to get burned from earth. It's going to come from where it's supposed to come from. But we're not coming out there to make no trouble with you. So I am telling you, you have notice to leave. Leave. Or else confusion decimates you even before you think. All right. I'm going to read this to you now because a lot of people would think that, oh, why is he carrying on like that? Because you respect these white people. White people don't have no respect as far as civilization is concerned. They don't belong here. I know how long they're here, over 400 years or so. Yeah, but they are in other places like Palestine much longer, right? And it's like, oh, they have their way, they do what they want, and they think, oh, you know, they can do whatever they want. No more. No more. Now, this is Isaiah. Some of the chapters in Isaiah are, you know, they monkey around with these writing. Yeah, you know, put words in and, you know, and really mess up the right understanding you're supposed to get. All right, but some of these, like I found two chapters that pretty much, you know, seem like it's almost perfect, well delivered in context and everything like that. Yeah, only that I don't like some of the vocabulary that is in some part of them. But not, you know, it don't give me a stoppage. So I'm going to read one to you and listen to it. This is Isaiah 28. And think about this, that it is relating that our God look on us since they leave us here and these sodomites come and take charge and fucking down everywhere, you know, with their, you know, fucking their asshole everywhere and trying to unite us who are heterosexual to be faggots too. By law, you can marry somebody who is the same sex, right? Two men, you know, playing with their body and their penis together. Two men married like woman and man. That's what we have here. Nobody don't want to talk about it. That's what is keeping us down. Okay? I'm telling you, we're going to go up. We're not going to go down. Okay, and those who want to go down with them, go down with them. All right, so I'm reading it to you now, but it is saying that they have seen the problem. This is what I'm trying to like up ahead, a little headline. The gods look down and see us. That's what this chapter is going to portray. And it's going to tell you what they did. Because they say they don't see anybody to act as an mediator. So that means everybody is corrupt. Like I told you, 100,000 years ago, I mean, no false prophet. 100,000 years ago, we have the history to prove that. That these, apes rape our people and then their rhesus blood, let off the poison into our people, our people's body through sex. And that is how, over the past 100,000 years, here we are now, psychologically blind. We are psychologically blind. That's a fact. It affected me. I know that. I know how I walk around when I'm adult, way up in my adult, like, oh yeah, like up to like 50, I mean, 60s, in my 60s. Blind, I mean, psychologically. I'm not talking about my external eye, but the eye behind my eye sockets, pineal eye, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. These white people looking on you, you think that them good. You think them nice because they come and fashion themselves as a society and carry on everything like, oh, that's the way it's supposed to go. No, that's not the way it's supposed to go. Get out. We know you're dirty no matter how you dress up. We know you never used to wear clothes. You wear skin of the animals that you hunt. That's the way it was. That's why you're writing in the Bible and say, Adam and Eve were naked and stupid. At some point, God, after they mess up themselves, God, I make apron and put on for them. These white people are wicked. Wicked. We don't have any government by them. Okay? And we have been suffering because we have lost our inner perception of civilization. All right? We're going to get it back if we learn the truth. So, let me read this to you. War, crown of pride to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that look upon it see, while it is yet in his hand, he eat it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Okay. Now, it goes on now. It goes on to say, but they also wait a minute now, because I see, want to check on something before I go further. Okay, I read this to you, but let's read it over again. He says, behold, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of ale and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the hearth with the hand the crown of pride. The drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden underfoot, on the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that look upon it see, while it is yet in his hand, he heat it up. All right. Now come back to where I was, where I got to. He says here, but they also have heard. No, before I get to that, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty upon the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have heard through strong drink and through strong, they have heard through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet heard through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They hear in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit. And this is what I was trying to get across to you. This is what triggered, and I wanted to get across to you. Yes? For all tables, this is the state that we are living in. When I tell you that we are drunk, for all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Now, who do you think caused all of this? I tell you from where we are coming from. Unlawful and unable to view, to see things and direct ourselves because of these white people, monkey blood, R-H-E-S-U-S, rhesus monkey blood. That's what they have from their creation as apes. That's the blood they have, and that's what they push into our ancestors. And from there, they spread it, and they have children that begin to talk, and they spread it too. Now, you don't see, they are smart enough to normalize them and equal themselves with us, whereas we married them like, oh, it is a great thing to do because now they have money and everything and we don't have no money. So they put us at a disadvantage that we are in want and we, you know, we have to do anything they say because we think that AD and Adam and E is law. We don't even remember we have kingship law. And that is the civilized government for hundreds of thousands of years. How do we allow them to come talk about them making their homosexual, primate law It doesn't matter whether we turn fool or not. But they don't have a right to do it. But they have exploited our blindness. And if you can see that we are not equal to our ancestors the first 100,000 years in Africa. These folks did not mingle with us in Africa. No, because it started with the interbreeding of our people 100,000 years ago. There were no modern man before, but since then, they turned modern man. So when they say modern man today, modern human being, you think that we are modern people because we are under them. We're in their churches and all this kind of stuff. I'm telling you, sir, that look, there's a red line between them and us, despite what has happened to us. They are the Bible serpent. They are the one that put the Bible together, 66 books, and look at the way they put it together. The only reason why we don't scorn them, it is because we are blind. Psychologically, we are blind. Now, why I have a problem with them? When I didn't have a problem when I started the church from age 7 till I was up, you know, 60, almost 70. I didn't have any problem with it. No. And I write a book. And some people say, well, you know, I still believe in the God, because I did. I didn't know. I had to read until, you know, it mounted up. And I become in the know of words and reason and objects and things like that. It is only then I realize that, oh, something is wrong here too. But it happened gradually. Now follow words from A to Z and don't get lost. So I am telling you today, what I'm telling you, those of you who really wants to fix your mind and stop thinking because you have money and you're doing good, you have a good profession, or God is blessing you, ain't no God blessing you like you think. And, you know, I mean, I don't say, I mean, you, providence is still on your side. Because you know what? The gods expect us, when we come to understand, to clean up ourselves. That's what they say. That's why they say here they don't see nobody, and they are a mighty and strong one who would be mighty enough to get the word understood, and, you know, and those who want to be cleansed and bring themselves back together. He's not going to church and having no pastor over you, because it is written even in some of these prophets saying that the time is going to come when the gods are going to make their spirit come in us and will teach us. You don't need nobody to teach you. Well, nobody didn't teach me, because what I learned in church was the faggot, Christian story. You know, where now people confuse, they think the Christianity start in Europe. In El Selassie country there, right? And only in Eurasia, a place of Eurasia. Listen, my friends. Let me tell you something. It's bad stuff, this, you know. It's bad stuff, this. Because the confusion is so great, you can find conviction into almost every stinking foolishness that is in the Bible. You believe it, right? And you'll never know. You will never know. The brain must be awakened to know. And when it's not happening, you have to accept what you're getting. Because what are you going to do with yourself? But opening up the eye to word and reason and know when something is wrong from when it's right. That's the only thing that is going to put us in the know and stop praising Jesus, because Jesus never dare. And the Bible tell you, say, no, Jesus, what Jesus say a lie, and Jesus a comfy separate you. They make Jesus saying exactly what them want us to believe, because they want us to stagger and grope against the wall. That's what these white people want. And you think that some of them kind and nice or something like that, but what I'm talking about is completely different from having some kind of a stupid unlearned appreciation for white people. White people are the enemies of the African people. It doesn't matter which way you see, you cut it. What you're thinking is without knowledge of civilized history. You don't have the civilized history. So therefore, that's where you're going to go. And you're going to perish with it. So I am telling you now, you have an opportunity to wake up and understanding that your reading a word is not all that good. Even though you go to university and you have many, many, many. Because people talk to me. We have degrees and stuff like that. And when they find out that I talk a straight talk and things that they don't understand, I can settle it for them by explaining how the word actually, bring out the fact into something. Where you have a disagreement, words will bring out the facts so you know whether you're wrong or you're right. You see what I mean? So what I am telling you is a fact that you won't get me straying from anything with your vocabulary because I'm not going outside of that. I'm using the same vocabulary and the same common sense context. But you see, when these white people come and take over our institutions and change our language and write language and all this kind of stuff, they change up the nuance of our understanding. And that's what put us where we are. We are helpless. We are helpless. They'll take your drawers off of you if necessary. These white people will take anything. If they take our land, if they make law, 1220 AD. They make that law, and they have it right now. That's why they kill Gaddafi. In Africa, they go and kill Gaddafi. You see, and Farrakhan is a friend of Gaddafi. He talks about Gaddafi as his friend, but he did not go to his help, and he didn't rally around the governments in Africa to protect him, because there was time. When Sadamite, Obama, and Hillary, they were in administration, presidential administration. Obama was president. And they were talking about, you know, Gaddafi and what, you know, they intend to do to remove Gaddafi. You see what I mean? And Gaddafi was not a weakling, but nobody would come to his rescue. And yet still, what's his name? Like I told you there, he's a friend to him. And he's a very influential man, but yet still he couldn't rally anybody to protect him. Because what? Him, Farrakhan is a part of the white man, them movement. Because him helped to kill, Malcolm X. He said it, he's on videos, more than one video, that said they have the right to kill him. That Farrakhan that you see there, that a whole bunch of African people are follow Farrakhan. And you know what I mean? I mean, because what? We're blind. Psychologically blind. The man say his words he think may have caused them to kill him. If he's admitting that, he's as good as he did. You know what I mean? And it had to do with some what they would probably call fornication or something like that, that the Honorable Elijah was doing. And that is what caused the problem and conflict between them at large in that church and Malcolm X. My friends, listen to me. We are so blind that one member of that church came to do shows with me, like co-host with me. And then I find out she was very close to Elijah Muhammad. And then in the wake of them killing Malcolm X, because he got out and things go bad with them over there in the church. And eventually, they kill him. Now, that's what Farrakhan is talking about. They had a right to kill Malcolm X because he was disrespectful and dishonorable, and they are the one who brought him up to what he was. So, yeah, he's fuming while he's up on the pulpit, and the blind people, they sit down, big old multitude of people sit there,
and hear him going and, oh my God, Farrakhan, the million man march and all them kind of thing, him a carry on. Right? And our people are following him. We read Isaiah 51 that this Sodomite Jesus was yielded, what he was wounded for our transgression, that what they did to him. No, those people were killing us and trying to take away our place from us. And you mean these people write their action, Sodomite, invasion and occupation of our place. And we turn around and read, these kind of homosexual writings in the Bible about a Jesus Christ. That's how blind we are, okay? And what I'm trying to tell you, we work with them to kill each other, to kill ourselves. We work with them to do it. But the point is, if we can say that a Jesus died for our sin, and in truth, we don't have an issue to tell us that. They write about us from our history in the Bible. There is no inspiration from no God that we are reading. And we believe those things. So it means that, hey, are we off the first 100,000 development in Africa? Or we are not. But we are exactly people that comes from the experience of the second 100,000 years that comprise 200,000 years since we were created. We are the people who suffer from rhesus monkey blood, but not they who were their own ancestors that grew up and developed in Africa. They didn't, at that time, have no monkey blood that affected them. But today, all are we affected by it, because that sexuality spread over the past 100,000 years. There's nobody that I know that don't have it. When they talk about how many people have blood of the white people, the monkey blood, and the crossbreeding go on among different set of people, but among all of the people in the world, is a mix between the two species, because there is only two human species that have subgroup and begin and the different subgroup can crossbreed each other, but among their same parent, right? Yeah, but you see, the one time when they cross the line and give us their monkey blood, from then, okay, all of them subgroup and our subgroup begin to get the same blood. That's why there's hardly anybody, mentally well. That's a person wrong. And you can learn so much of this, but you can't learn none of this. And all that you will explain to a person who is a believer, explain fact to them, they can't see that. Because they are a believer in nothing and don't know it. They hold faith and going to heaven and everything they're going to get based on believing in nothing. And now, even when they wrote in the Bible, St. John 6:15, Jesus never fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. But them full up the New Testament with a whole bunch of a Nancy story, and that we believe. For real. So that means something is wrong with us. We don't have no word process to understand that. But we have word process for some other things that we're doing. But it is clear when we touch the Bible, it's a spiritual dynamics that we can't cross the line. We can't cross the line. We don't see what them write in the Bible is our doom, is our death. These are guys writing things after them done and fuck the other guy asshole and the both of them, their filetio, love making and stuff like that, and come out and do these things to us, and we can't see it. That's why we have a church and don't realize that, it's not for real stuff. We don't know what it is. We don't have anybody that is enlightened to come out and tell us. right? So here we have a situation where I begin to see, I begin to talk, and right away I am isolated. Nobody don't like me, because what I find out, it doesn't turn me against nobody, but it turned people against me. Be against me. Be my guest as much as you want, because I am telling you, you're going to go and leave me. And those whose eyes are open, church doors are going to be closed. Right? It is going to close. And all of your institutions that you have here, they're going to close or continue to run by people who want to run them, that are the right people to run these institutions. But you're not going to continue to kill us silently with COVID and all these kind of stuff that you guys are doing and talk about. It's all manufactured in China and all these kind of stuff. China is our bloodline. And all you do is fool us that you can put where you do for anybody, anyone, any one of our people, and so let it be. You're there. But no, you are going out of every one of our territory. That's, I'm telling you, that's a prediction. You're going. And if you think it's not going to happen, you wait until it happens, okay? So, come back. For all tables are full of vomit. That's what the situation that we are in here right now. And if it is not so, you tell me different and let's see. And filthiness, so that there are no place clean, okay? Because everywhere is church, right? You don't see anything here that it says polytheism, anybody is revering the gods. No, you don't see that. And they take away everything that belongs to us. You don't know that? In architecture, all the things that represent the gods, they take it from us. These, you know, these honest, you know, I mean, evil, non-human, uncivilized white people, okay? They're half human, if you can call them that. But, you know, look, it's aggravating when you read and find out really what's going on with our lives. You see? And they want to like us to sit down and accept them. Oh, that they are the greater people. No. Them out there around mics talking all kind of junk, all them talking about now is Trump. They're not looking for what is coming behind. It's for all of them going down. You never seen nothing like that happen before, but you see it happening now. They're fighting against each other right now, and it's not gonna stop. You don't see what I mean? Because the time has come for them to go, and now we know the truth. So if you want to reveal the truth, it's your business. Human being don't worth anything, except, you know, something, you know, righteous, and protect yourself with righteousness. That's the thing about it. You know what I mean? So, I'm telling you what this scripture here is telling us. He said, there is no place clean. Who shall he teach knowledge? And who shall he make to understand doctrine? He said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little. And there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. The truth that I am telling you and what is going to happen. Haven't you read that there a condemnation is against us? a consumption, rather. Yeah. You see how many people dead in the COVID-19? How many people died in one day? Okay, well, you may not see the full power of that. These people, you know, they have all kind of things, and we are not there. We are not at the behind what's happening. Our people are not behind because, you know, I mean, African people are not off their level now because they have AD and Adamani, 1220 AD. That is law, no matter whether you like it or not. They determine whether you make it or you don't make it. That's what is going on. So the point is, we must depart from what they are doing here on our kingship government jurisdiction. We have our own law court on every single thing to control our lives. We don't need these faggots. You hear me? AD and Adamani is not law. Go up and Google what civilized law is. Hernamu King, Hammurabi, you know, Solji, Gilgamesh. Look, let me tell you, that's law. And when they should have obeyed that law, no, they want to make AD and Adamani law because guess what? Africa turned them loose to rule UN. You see what I mean? They have the right to do you anything, like they kill Saddam, kill Gaddafi, and nobody with any government power can do anything to these faggot white men. All right, if you think I am not able to call them faggot to their face, well, all right, well, put one on the phone. You know what I mean? Because anywhere they are, that's what they are, faggots. Homosexuals, they're nothing else. Now, if I say anything else that you can prove me wrong in, well, Jesus went up in a bush, and that's what they're telling us we must serve. And a God that says, he's our maker, that's in the Genesis 6. You know what I mean? And he's perfect anyway. Come on, these faggot white people are telling us all these lies, and we can't see. So, now, if you tell me that I'm not right, that we gone crazy long time by our ancestors, what they did, and these guys come write a Bible? A Bible? Do you imagine they write a Bible and talk about us? Everything is about us. They morph on our character, call themselves Roman Republic and all them kind of thing, and they are Romans who have an empire, and you read in the World History textbook how they got the empire. How they got our military. You don't read or know. I know that from A to Z. I have the right to tell them. And I don't have anybody backing me up except the truth and the force that is inside of me. That's, look, that's all there is. They don't reach nowhere to be above rebuke and expellation. Expellation. We're ready to be expelled. I mean, the minute that they come here and they're being expelled now, I'm telling them to get out. We don't have no language. We don't have no debate with you. We don't care about no way out. Leave us right now and see if we go and drop book dead. We're not going to drop book dead. Get out. That's what I'm telling you. And I'm going to keep on telling you until the time is done. There's no relenting on this here. There's no if, ands, or but that white people must and will be, you know, on departure. We don't see them no more. And you, if you think it's impossible, you will find out and see how impossible it is really going to come after. So it goes on. But the word, he says, to whom, he said, this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest. and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and broken. Therefore, hear you the word. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. All right, my friends. You know, there are a lot more, but I wanted to read you some of that. I didn't read the entire chapter, but let me tell you something. You have heard that? Let me go on now because there is... before we go on, I want to, like, get you a little... let's hear a little of Fly Me to the Moon, because it's kind of, you know, relevant in somehow to what I'm talking, okay? Go spiritually connected. All right, it's Landau, Eugene Murphy. Listen. Okay, here we are now, Elohim gods of civilization, made hybrid, ethnic, wise, human, the wise, yes, the wise and rams. I don't know what rams come from. This must be something else. I'm not figuring out this, but Elohim gods, the Elohim gods of civilization made the hybrid ethnic wise humans. Okay? Now, I thank you for tuning in today, and I'm going to see if I can get through this, whatever else is written on this on this board here. Never before was there a Huey.
Okay, I was reading the headline wrong. So it was the Huey and Rams. Okay, so Elohim gods of civilization made hybrid ethnic wise humans, the Huey and the Rams. Okay, now it's making sense now with what I'm going to read to you. Never before was there a Huey on earth. Remember this? This is talking about civilization, when civilization came to earth. I'm trying to get across to people the history, the Sumerian history, before the flood. We are coming from 200,000 years ago. Just think about when the flood was, about like 13,000 years or so ago. But the flood. But yes, that's when the flood. But we were created 200,000 years ago. So if you're talking about 13,000 when the flood, at the time of the flood, it was when these modern Cro-Magnon white hominid people. That's when they were running about, because by then, you know, since 100,000, how many thousands of years passed by when they interbreed our people, and then they start to talk now because their generation, they done gone and they left talking. And that's how things happen. So what I'm saying to you is what we have in our history, when these white people take us and evangelize their Jesus, as it is bizarre and just, you know, a depressive thing. When you start read and find out, no Jesus and no story of Adam and Eve curse never exists. Our history is telling us something completely different from what them have, because they're not telling us the truth that we are hybrid. White people don't want it to be known that we are hybrid. Two different species created us. The blood of the Elohim and the blood of this species that arrived in Africa just 250,000 years ago. That is long after the gods being here. But we were not yet created, right? Maybe about some 50,000 years later, we were created after that species came into Africa. So, you know, it is a history that you can trace to make sense of what you hear somebody who make a discovery will be talking about. Strange. It sounds strange. But now I have my foot all set now, you know, into a foundation of understanding our history. So I can relate and tell you about the Bible and tell you about our history. Like, different to when I only knew about the Bible. So what I'm trying to tell you now is that these white people in Europe 1.5 million years ago, they make stone tools. That's all that they could make for 3.5 million years. Okay? Until they mess up with us, and what happened is the story that I'm trying to get across to you. Now I'm trying to tell you a bit of our story, what has happened since we were created, when the gods begin to make, you know, bring from their planet the things that they have up there and come and bring it down to earth. Okay? So everything about human society started down here on earth. It didn't start anyplace else. So this is the case that we are having here, and why, you know, it is very, very crucial that we understand the history, because we won't have any kind of emotion or any kind of intention and you know, a disposition to live our life. We can't live our life with these faggot white people here. Okay?
So let's go on and read to you things that pertain to us. And since we were created, what we're reading about in the Bible is us dead on these homosexual type of a thing that they make up to, like, destroy our brain. You know, after they done do it to us, they put the blood inside of us, then they begin to nourish that bad blood inside of us, put it into our brain, and we are done. This is what I'm trying to say to you. Now, so it goes on that never before was a Huey, it's animal, a Huey on earth. It never was here before we were created. And it is here because the gods, they were here working in South Africa, and they were transporting things that they were producing here on earth to send it back to their planet. It was gold to process to treat their atmosphere up there that they had a problem with. So it took everlastingly long time. And they do a whole bunch of project on earth, dredge rivers that cause us to have civilization, water and other things, food to grow while we have civilization. These white people are here telling us idiots. We won't read our own history to understand the way we come about. And the spiritual element that we must protect from them. They will never be us. We can't convert these guys to become hybrid like us. What they do is interbreed up with our people long time that it should never happen, and we are suffering from it now. No. If you can begin to start, read your history, you can do a lot of adjustment to what you have lost. You see what I mean? All right. Now we have has never to earth from the heavens been. It never happened. Dropped. A she-goat has never before to her kid given birth. It never happened on earth. We weaving of sheep's wool, right? We weave from sheep's wool, right? Has never before been established. It never happened. There was no sheep here. There was no cattle here. Like those things domesticated. Because these guys used to hunt. So there was some kind of thing there for them to hunt by nature. However, though, these white people were not hunting anything. I don't know exactly how the gods begin to make things a long time ago, almost, 100,000 years ago, a little after 100,000 years, that the gods were making things, making resources and stuff like that, that these white people began to use, to enjoy. So that's why they were able to go there and hunt and do things. But they were wearing animal skin, not clothes. You see what I mean? So, but these other things now that they're telling you that we have domesticated, it was never on earth. These guys never have those things. In them hunting, from them stone tools. So it goes on to tell us that you can read this from page 182, line starts. Never before was there on earth the lost book of Enki. Hold on a second. Okay.
Okay, 184. Line starts. Okay. So it says here,
on and on, the twin brothers each other dispute through the winter time they regard. And this is talking about, all right, when summer began, it was not raining. The meadows were dry. Pastures dwindled. Into the field of his brother Abel as flocks drove from the furrow and the canals to drink water. By this, Cain was angered to move the flocks away his brother he commanded. Farmer and shepherd, brother and brother, words of accusation uttered. They spat on each other. With their fist, they fought.
Okay.
All right. So a lot of things going on. And this guy, Cain, would wind up kill his brother, right? And I'm reading from a book, The Last Book of Enki, by Zachariah Sitchin. In the field, they found Cain by the dead Abel. He was still seated. A great cry of agony. Titi shouted. Adapa mean Titi is Eve, okay? And Adapa is Adam. In the Bible, where we have Adam and Eve, is what the white people am right. Spread mud on his head. What have you done? So there was alarm about the killing there. It is the story that these white people take and write in the Bible, you see, and tell you about a God sent it and to inspired people. Lie. All right. With fury, Enki, Cain confronted. Accused you shall be. To him, he said, from the Eden, you must depart. Among Anunnaki and civil earthling, you shall not stay. So it's chasing him out. So what we have here is this happens whilst the gods were here, you know, 200,000 years ago. That's when all of this happened, my friend, when we were created in South Africa. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and hope that you get a sense of what I am doing here, trying to lead you into an influence of reading and widening your understanding about reality of your life, why you are a talking person. Don't take it for granted. You are of two blood that mix to create you and I, not the white people am. So civilization is written because of us, not them. Don't let them fool you with a Bible, because that's what destroy everything about us is the Bible that we believe. You got to get that energy out of you. I want to read you something else that is about
our history. And that relates to this is to debunk the foolishness that the white people them write in the Bible and elsewhere about us. Not that these white people write with us in there. We don't have any business with it. And if you're going to stick to the Bible, you are in danger. Because although some things in the Bible that you can make stuff up, but you're not going to know it once you're believing that nonsense that they talk. You see what I mean? So you need to start reading, you know, independently, and not the Bible is not a book for you to read that way. The Bible is something for you to read when you have a good sense of your own history and reading words properly, so that when you read in there, you will see that you're not reading a good book, because that's what everybody who have good reading sense, that's what they find. But the Bible tell you, say, everything is all right when you believe and read everything in there and believe it, right? Galatians 1 is one and another place that tells you how good Jesus is. And they will tell you, you read, let's say, Galatians 1. You will see how many times they talk about call the name Jesus. Like, by the time you read about 6 verses, they probably tell you about Jesus 4 times or more. We are taken off our proper senses from the interbreeding 100,000 years ago. And now they continue up with the church to bring us underneath them. And then they do, you know, that was the preemption. The crossbreeding was the preemption to killing our brain. Because they know our brain is going to slide forevermore. They knew that. You see what I mean? So if you hear about anything I'm saying, start to read. And be concerned about words that you're reading and the context of what you read. When you read the Bible same way. Apply words the way you know it, not based on what they taught you before you start reading these things. And therefore, I'm going to tell you about over into South Africa, where the gods came first and was over there and all over the earth. Since 450,000 years ago. And now we are having problems to hold the knowledge. Civilization did not begin with us, but civilization begins when Europeans are in Europe. We were created. And it is so after 100,000 years, they are over there surviving. And after we materialize for the first 100,000 years, some of us began to leave Africa. And that's where the interbreeding with their blood came about. And then everything spread, and here we are. In the 400,000 is when the gods established a higher level of life, urban civilization for us in Mesopotamia. And you read that and see, they were not included. White people not included. But if you don't read and come to know, you're not going to find out how white people come to mingle with us and working this AD Adamani cuckoo nonsense. All right. So I want to read you some of what they have discovered over into South Africa long before we were created. Scientists go over there, Michael Challenger and his scientist companions, and they only know of the place because one of them used to fly a plane. And the place is big, about twice the size of Texas. And there are a lot of ground attraction over there. Place that we should be going every year. Like, you know, other places where people, like you go to Hollywood. Every time visit Hollywood, everybody want to go to Hollywood. Well,
that is far beyond what these white people have in Hollywood. This is something from, you know, the astrophysicists, you know, do well in analyzing and thinking about. You see what I mean? So we are fooling ourselves dealing with these white people because they use our wealth and make themselves who they are today. That's not what they were. And when we know the history, we know who they were and we know who they are right now. All right? So let me read you some of what they wrote here to talk about over in South Africa, where we need to go. And I have a link. I have a link that you stop by here. I can give you the link that will give you everything that I'm trying to tell you here. All right? Who made the metropolis? There's a metropolis over there. Why? This story, the Atra Assis is the man who was saving the ark, he and his family, Atra Assis. Call him Noah. Right, Atra Assis. And today we have writings under him called Atra Assis. Right? And the white people them mimic the truth of this story. And I tell you something else. You don't know these fucking ass stinking white people. You don't know who they are. You don't know them. Who said they have prison officer and police figure arrest you and all them and a peace and justice them attack about? You don't know them. Okay? They sabotage every truth that is about us so that we will not know the truth, man. This story, the Atra Assis, comes from an early Babylonian version of about 1 BC. That means when these white people come in and they were going to done away with BC calendar. Right? In Babylon, this story surfaced. But it certainly dates back to Sumerian times, thousands of years before. It combines familiar Sumerian motifs of the creation of mankind and the subsequent flood. Just like Genesis. Now, when he said, you know, they should not be referring to Genesis, but guess what? The writer or the science people, they are accustomed to the Bible too. So the Bible is a significant reference book. You see what I mean? So we are tied up with their influence wrongly and without bad intention. We represent things that they say we should not. Too bad. All right. You know, it's useless to refer to Genesis, but, you know, I mean, you have to see with it. The story starts out with the gods being from the planet called Nibiru, digging ditches and mining for gold as part of an expeditionary team. We were not created yet at all, you see. Modern humans, not Homo sapiens. We are not Homo sapiens, but see, these scientists, they don't know no better. They don't know who start calling anything Homo. It's not the gods them do it. You know, so it taking us time to understand what the danger these white people are. Modern humans, Homo sapiens. That's a spoiler because This is what they want us to do, is to call ourselves modern man, sapien. You don't have no homo sapien at all in world history, except what they go in there and try to mislead us with. We are wise sapien. We are not modern wise sapien. We are plainly cut and dry wise sapien. That's our species to begin with. We are now being hybrid by their blood, by this species blood. We are wise sapien. That's the way it is. Did not exist. People who are calling themselves modern man, homo sapien, are these white people that we are talking about right here on us, talking about AD and Adamani, and they don't have no league, no civilized basis for anything that they are purporting. They did not exist back then, because it's since 100,000 years ago that they interbreed with when we were leaving Africa, and this is how they come about. So they are running about like coming down like 75,000 years ago and making a lot of trouble. And they are one of why the gods wanted to kill off all of us, what they were going on with back there, okay? Like, you know, 75,000 years, because the gods, they were here until recently, a few thousand years ago, okay? So it goes on. There were, it combines familiar Sumerian motif of the creation of mankind and the subsequent flood, right? So now you can see now, just like Genesis, the story starts out with the gods beings from a planet called Nibiru, digging trenches and mining for gold as part of an expeditionary team. Modern humans, Homo sapiens, did not exist yet. So the scientists are walking a fine line. So clearly the only error here is that they should not enter Homo here, right? Because and they should not have any sapien here. What they should have made distinguish is that what modern man are the Homo erectus interbreed, and call themselves modern Homo sapien. That's what is because of the mingling. And like I'm explaining to you, when this happened, why these white people are calling them sapien, because they interbreed with us, but they don't want to tell us that. They're not telling us that. They want to do it underhand, and we don't know. I must make that very clear. We are not Homo. We are wise. Sapien. Okay? Our species is wise sapien. They want to come now because they don't have no species left. Their species dead out and gone. These white people. So the only thing they have now is sapien, our species. And they are claiming it because they interbreed with us illegally. Violation. And kill us in the process. That's the thing about it. It was one thing if it wasn't so, but they destroy our brain. This is not supposed to be taken lightly, because look, it is a wrong thing from a scientific point of view. They don't have the same brain like us. They don't have the same taxonomic blood like us. That's why they kill us. They kill off the Neanderthals. It's our species that. Two of us, and then they turn on us, and they're trying to kill us off right now. So you can stay there When a man call himself Homo sapien and you think of niceness and call himself modern man, it's a giveaway. Them shouldn't call themselves modern man, because what caused modern man? It's not anything sapien. Sapien is not modern. Do you understand that? I say sapien is not modern. It's prehistoric, before the flood. You see? And these guys come along after 100,000 years. We were leaving Africa. That's what the history record says. We were leaving Africa. And it's in that span of time that something happened. So we're closing on it. They can't come and wiggle. Too much evidence that they mess with us. And they have no right to do it. So, my friends, the point is, it is a cheap, cheap thing, a simple thing for us to kick them out with the law that exists for them, but law for us. When they come here, they violate us, whatever they do, because we turn fool, we couldn't defend ourselves. But only for us, our eyes to be open. They don't stand a chance. They don't have any law. What they have law are killers after themselves that don't belong under our legal jurisdiction of kingship. They don't have no legal law at all. And if they want to have law, they have to make it for themselves wherever they come from. That's plain. Digging ditches, mining gold as part of an expeditionary team. Modern humans, call themselves Homo sapiens, did not exist. Are the white people them it at all? Ordinarily, how would you know this if you're just reading it ordinarily? All right, it may be difficult, right? Did not exist yet, and I explained that to you a while ago. Only primitive hominid. That's what they were. They were primitive hominids. So the science gentlemen, they are explaining knowledge here. If you're reading for the first time, he's going to teach you about these white people. So it goes on that these white people are primitive hominid, and you probably hear me say it over and over and over before. Lived on earth. That's their infiltration of us and interbreeding with their recess blood, and we are not our real self from then 100,000 years ago. So we come to the Western world and can work and educate ourselves and do everything, but guess what? Slowly, we deteriorate mentally. Really. So somebody tell you that, you probably don't see what they're saying, but here is the history from real science in South Africa telling you that. It's Sumerian story, this too, you see. Sumerian only write about the gods and only that. The other book, the National Geographic, you know, tell us more modern stories and things like that. Not limited to, the modern story. It also go further back as well, right? But it gives you a lot more. Well, Sumerian history is not about modern history. It's about prehistory, before the flood, okay? So here we have it. There were two groups of gods that the worker class and the ruling class, two groups of them. For example, officers. The worker gods had built the infrastructure as well as toil in the gold mines. And after thousands of years, the work was apparently too much for them. The gods had to dig out the canals, had to clear channels, the lifeline of the land. The gods dug out Tigris River, the Tigris riverbed, and then they dug out the Euphrates. Dali 9, Atrahasis record said that. After 3,600 years of this work, you see, you know how long they were doing it? 3,600 years that they are working over there. The gods finally begin to complain. They decide to go on strike, burning their tools and surrounding the chief god Enlil's dwelling. His temple, Enlil's visor, Nuku gets Enlil out of bed and alert him to the angry mob outside. Enlil is scared. His face is described as being sallow, as a tamarisk. The visor, Nusku, advises Enlil to summon the other great gods, especially Anu, sky god. And Enki, clever god of the fresh waters. Anu advises Enlil to ascertain who is the ringleader of the rebellion. They send Nusku out the mob of gods who is their leader. The mob answered, every single one of us gods has declared war. Delhi 12, our Atrahasis. Since the upper class gods who see that the work of the lower class gods was too hard, they decide to sacrifice one of the rebels for the good of all. They will take one god, kill him, and make mankind by mixing the god's blood, flesh, and blood with clay. And that is what I have to like tell you about this story coming from the horse's mouth. So for the first time, I'm understanding very much now better about how the blood came about. you know, a young Anunnaki blood was used. But these guys, they wouldn't kill nobody at all, because they wouldn't need no worker if these guys continue to work. Because they're working there, what, 3,600 years, and they get tired of it. I think that's about how long they were there working altogether. So that's a long time. And then when they investigate, they realize that, okay, it's all of them. So they decide, so you know what? Deliverance is needed. And they decide they're going to need blood. They wouldn't like just take the blood, like draw it from themselves or stuff like that. They decide, all right, punish one of them, you know, use his blood to create mankind, you know, that could do it. Because the Enki, the scientist, knew that he was competent enough to create an intelligent being, a primitive worker. Now, I understand it real, real good now, because I read something about that before, but wasn't coming to me very clearly, you know, oh that worked. But this is very crystal clear to me now, exactly what they did. May you be blessed. And all well. Next edition, we'll be here again. Take good care. I want to see if we have a tune here. Aquarius. Yes, let's just hear Aquarius.
Yeah.